note the words of heaven to go. Take all the remarkable people in history, rattle them all to a popular tune. Lord Nelson unbottled the victory. Genius of Bismarck devising a plan. The humor of Theodem, which sounds contradictory. Coolness of Paget abandoned to pen. The science of Julian, the eminent musical. Richard Macaulay, who wrote of Queen Anne. The pathos of Paddy is rendered by Busico. Style of a bishop of soldier a man. The dash of a Dorsey, divested of quackery. Narrative powers of Dickens and Thackeray. Victor Emmanuel, Peacock in Peveril. Thomas Aquinas and Dr. Sacheverell. Chopper and Tennyson, Daniel Defoe. Anthony Torrent and Mr. Gisbert. Yes. Take off these elements, all that is visible. Let them all down in the thicket of crucible. Simple to simmer and hang on the skull. And the heavy dragoon
is a residue.
For the soldier like Paragon, get you the wealth of the Tsar if you can. The family pride of a Spaniard from Aragon, force of the fist of pronouncing a ban. A smack of Lord Waterford, reckless and rollicky, swagger of Roderick, head in his can. The keen penetration of Paddington Pollicky, grace of an odalist on a divan. The genius strategic of Caesar or Hannibal, skill of Sir Garnet in thrashing a cannibal. Flavor of Hamlet, the stranger of a touch of him, little of Manfred, but not very much of him. Beadle of Wellington, Richard Chateau, Mr. McCormick, and Madame Tussaud. Let them go down in the picket of crucible. Send them to him on a table
of gold.
And the heavy
dragoon
is a resident. Well, here we are once more on the scene of our former triumphs. But where's the Duke?
Here I am.
Come, cheer up, don't give way.
Oh, for that I'm as cheerful as a poor devil can be expected to be. Who has the misfortune to be a duke with 1,000 a day?
Most men would envy you.
Envy me? Tell me, Major, are you fond of toffee?
Oh, very. We are all fond of toffee.
We are!
Yes, and toffee in moderation is a capital thing. Oh, but to live on toffee. Toffee for breakfast, toffee for dinner, toffee for tea. To have it supposed that you care for nothing but toffee, and that you would consider yourself insulted if anything but toffee were offered to you. How would you like that,
I can quite believe that under those circumstances, even toffee would become monotonous.
For toffee, read, flattery, adulation, an abject deference carried to such a pitch that I began at last to think that man was born bent at an angle of 45 degrees. Great heavens! What is there to adulate in me? Am I particularly intelligent?
No.
Or remarkably studious? Or excruciatingly witty? Or unusually accomplished? Or exceptionally virtuous?
You're about as commonplace a young man as ever I saw.
You are!
Exactly! That's it, exactly! That describes me to a T. Thank you all very much.
Don't mention it.
Well, I couldn't stand it any longer. So I joined this second-class cavalry regiment. In the army, thought I shall be occasionally snubbed, perhaps even bullied, who knows? The thought was rapture. And here I am.
Yes, and here are the ladies.
But who is the gentleman with the long hair?
I don't know.
He seems popular.
He does seem popular.